Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1269, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 227, her as a witness. I was in Mr. Dorsey's office only one time about this matter. The same morning I started out to see if I could get her, and I went to see Mr. Dorsey about getting her out. Her husband had her either out of jail, and I went to see Mr. Dorsey about getting her out with the first she denied it. I questioned her for something like 2 hours. I didn't know she had already made a statement about the truth of the transaction. Mr. Dorsey didn't read it to me. He said she was hysterical and wouldn't talk at all. I went down to get her to make some kind of a statement. I wanted her to tell the truth in the matter. I wanted to see whether her husband was telling the truth or whether she was telling a falsehood. Yes, she finally made a statement that agreed with her husband, and I left after a while. As to why I didn't stay and get her out, because I didn't want to. I went after we got her statement. No, I didn't get her out of jail. I did not look after her any further than that. I don't think Mr. Dorsey told me to question her. He wanted me to go out to see her. He said Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell would be up there, and they would let us know about it. And we went up there, and Mr. Starnes and Mr. Campbell brought her in. They let us see her all right. I did not ask Campbell or Starnes to turn her out. I didn't ask anybody to turn her out. I never made any suggestion to anybody about turning her out. Nobody cursed, mistreated, or threatened this woman while I was there. I don't know what took place before I got there. E.H. Pickett, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I work at Beek & Gregg HDW Company. I was present when that paper was signed, State's Exhibit J, by Manola McKnight. Albert McKnight, Starnes, Campbell, Mr. Craven, Mr. Gordon was present when she made that statement. We questioned her about the statement Albert had made, and she denied it all at first. She said she had been cautioned not to talk about this affair by Mrs. Frank or Mrs. Seelig. She stated that she had lied in what he had told us. She finally began to weaken on one or two points, and admitted that she had been paid a little more money than was ordinarily due her. There was a good many things in that statement that she did not tell us, though, at first. She didn't tell us all of that when she went at it. She seemed hysterical at the beginning. We told her that we weren't there to get her into trouble, but came down there to get her out, and then she agreed to talk to us, but would not talk to the detectives. The detectives then retired from the room. Albert told her that she knew she had told him those things. She denied it, but finally acknowledged that she said a few of those things, and among the things I remember is that she was cautioned not to repeat anything that she heard. We asked her 1,000 questions, perhaps. I don't know how many. I called the detectives and told them we had gotten all the admissions we could. We didn't have any stenographer, and Mr. Craven began writing it out, and Mr. Craven had written only a small portion when the stenographer came. She did not make all of that statement in the first talk.